Guns like a woman, son. It's all how you hold her.
Sits above the mantel on a couple rusty nails. It ain't worth a lot of money, and it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. My granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog. It shot many shells over the back of an old bird dog. It backed the burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun. Just an old double barrel 12. Stock is cracked and it kicks like hell. Wouldn't mean what it means to me to no one. Still hear his voice when I put it to my shoulder. It comes like a woman, son, it's all how you hold her. Taught me a whole lot more than how to hunt. One of these days I'll pass it on to my grandson. My granddaddy's gun.
Yeah, boys and girls, granddaddy's gun. Aaron Rodgers. Darren Rodgers. Aaron Lewis. And I usually don't have football on my mind. I don't know where that came from. Welcome back, everybody. Your host, Ray I, here with the Peanut, the Volkerwagger, and Matty G. We had such a wild first half. I'm not really sure I want to get into this one. Got interrupted by the Volkerwagger. I was trying to tell you about Midwest Outdoors Magazine. We went right to the NWTF and the guest, and we blamed it on Volkerwagger during the break. But have a great weekend. Here we are in February already. Unbelievable. Getting ready to go to that turkey show. It's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. Family reunion. It just, well, we'll let Pete tell you all about it, and then it's just going to be a great event. Just an awesome, awesome event. I was trying to tell you about Midwest Outdoors Magazine. I got sidetracked again. February issue. I have my article in there, Tanny Como. You remember where I went fishing?
Yes.
What's the name of the place?
Lily's Landing.
My gosh.
Phil Lilly. Great guy.
Yeah, great guy. Great place. That was with the Conservation Federation of Missouri, and it was their media thing. And I've got a television show in the can up at Midwest from that shoot with Masters. Remember Lisa Masters from Bass Pro was on the boat, me and my good friend and your good friend, Billy Babbler.
Billy.
I get to see Babbler this weekend. So cool. I can't believe it's already a year and this is back again. It's time for that again. I got a deal here on it. It says, welcome to the CFM Media Camp. It's Lily's Landing, and it's hosted by the Conservation Federation of Missouri. And I'm just quite honored to be invited after last year. You know, I'm surprised they invited me back. Lily's Landing, Bass Pro Shops, Huntworks, Branson, City of Branson. We're probably going to, after this trip, I'll have to do some stuff with the Branson folks again. Remember we did last year?
Oh, yes.
We had some great interviews with the Branson folks down there, and what a great area. What a great place to go to. And G3 Boats, Missouri Conservation Heritage Foundation, Bass Pros, of course, I said that. And it's going to be great. I'm going to see all my brothers and sisters in the media, great friends, and it's going to be awesome. That's always a great trip, and Lily's Landing's a neat place.
Oh, it is.
And they're going to have a Super Bowl party. I don't really care about that, but they're going to have wings, and I do care about that.
Wings?
Lots of wings. Lots of wings. And I hope I get to go back out on a boat with Mr. Babber. It'll be so much fun. So, I just enjoyed him so much. We had a big time in the boat, and I caught some fish. But, you know, I'm still catching a little bit of heat from the outdoor folks out there, the hunters and the fishermen, saying, Ray, I wrote about fishing. And I realize I grew up fishing and gigging. I did it all, you know, and did it for years. And I just got into the turkey so deep that I didn't have time for the others. But I always fished. I did a lot of fishing. One of my favorite stories about fishing, it's not fish time, but I got to tell us that I was with Denny Sellentrop, from a great friend, from a manufacturing plant here in St. Louis, and worked with him for years with stuff. And we went fishing. He's quite a fisherman. I took him fishing up around Macon, Missouri. And he had the stuff. I mean, he had like, I don't know, you almost needed a forklift to load all his fishing gear in his box and stuff. And I had one little small tackle box in the thing. And he was so serious about this fishing, and he was checking everything, the water temperature, the direction of the wind, you know, and what direction the sun. He was doing it all. He was so serious on this lake. And I was sitting in my truck after he was fishing. I'd caught some fish. And I was sitting in my Suburban up on the bank. And he's down there just talking to himself and throwing and throwing. I said, hey, you're trying too hard. Let me show you something. I stuck the rod out the window. He can confirm this. And I threw it out there in the first cast, caught a fish, and wound it up and brought it into the truck. He looked at me. He looked at back. He's picked all the stuff up, come up, got in the truck with me. He says, I'm done. He'd been fishing for 30 minutes, hadn't caught a fish, and I caught first cast out of the truck window. He said, where'd you learn to do that? I said, down in Ozarks. But this fishing trip, this trout, it might be cold this trip. I don't know. But they always got good food. And, you know, and Brandon Butler and Tyler Swartz, they do a great job with this event. But it's so cool because you got so many great friends there.
Oh, good
you
people.
Know? And get to drive back down to the Ozarks. How cool is that? And we also want to send our best out to Daddy Dern. Bob Dern's in the hospital over at St. John's. He's been in there for a week. We thought we was going to get him out. And I'm going to be by to see you today. And I've got your magazines, and I hope you're doing better. I know you've had a rough go, and all of us here send our prayers and thoughts with you and your family. And I appreciate your number one son, Ralphie, keeping me updated. But I'll be by to see you today. And then I just hope things are going better for you. Right?
Yeah, I hope we have good weather for the trout event.
Oh, we should have good weather, except it's going to be a little cold. I hope the wind's not blowing.
My last time down there, I got to go there for a birthday present. And
somebody actually gave you a birthday present?
It was 4 inches of ice with 14 inches of powder on top.
Wow.
It took us 4 hours to go from Branson to Springfield, then 11 hours from Springfield to St. Louis.
My goodness.
It was a fun trip.
So what do you got planned for today, Vogelwagner?
I'm going to go see and help a friend celebrate his birthday.
Oh, that's very nice. What are you going to do today, Matty G? Besides, we have nothing
to talk
about. I don't
know. I think I'm going to hang around here and press some buttons for a little while.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're going to... He's no way he's going to say, well, we're going to get to... He's not going to say it, is he? Well, that's a little bit inside joke. Okay.
Inside jokes.
All right. I shot a couple on cameras and for the Turkey Federation promotion. We got a guy coming on here real soon, you know, Pete. And I shot one. And I put it together. I was in a hurry because I had so much to do. And I put it out. When I looked at it, even my brother called me and said, you look like a hillbilly. I said, well, I am a hillbilly. But my hair was messed up. A cap wasn't on right. And shirt, you know, I looked terrible. So I shot another one for him. Anyway, that's the Turkey Federation is putting all of us guys on all their social media and stuff, inviting everybody to come to the convention. So it was pretty cool. So I was outside in that blowing wind yesterday shooting on stand-ups, you know. And a good thing it was a tight shot on top because I was in my underwear because I just run out, shoot it real quick, and run back in, you know.
Oof, that had to be a cold one.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. It's turned out okay. I seen Will Primrose's. They already got his posted. Mine will probably be posted today. So we just want to invite everybody to the Turkey Federation Convention because it's going to be an awesome, awesome time. I've got the 9 o'clock Saturday morning seminar, my annual seminar. I'm back. Turkey Federation wanted me to tell all my listeners that I am back. Everything is good, and I'm going back to Turkey Federation, and I'll have my show.
How many have you missed?
None. I've been to every one.
So how many is that now?
42.
That's a good number. I like that.
Yep. I guess, Vogelwagner.
That's a good number.
That's a good number.
I reckon it is.
I got to clean out some shops and sheds and stuff, but I'm going to find these slides and photos from my first one. My mom dressed me. We're originally from Potosi area. You should see the polycarb, whatever they call it. What do they call them?
Polyester.
Polyester. Polyester checkered pants and
wow
jacket and... Oh my gosh, black glasses. But I need to put that out there for my friend. I flew to Hershey, Pennsylvania, first time I was on an airplane. That's where I met Rob Keck and the Roms and all those folks. Met Jim Clay, and that's where I met Harold and David. Night and Hail was in Hershey, Pennsylvania, about 76 or 77, my first NWTF convention. All right, I've been to every one of them. All right, let's take a break, huh? We come back on the other side. We're going to talk about the Turkey Federation, National Wild Turkey Federation, and their annual convention down in Nashville, Tennessee, coming up February 14th through the 18th. And we got a big group. Brian Clark, Z-Max Boy is going to be there. Our whole group. We're just going to have so much fun. It's going to be a great time. Head for all. And we'll see you all on the other side, baby.